People generally use social media for two reasons: to learn things and to get their own message across to others. That's what Mark Majors does too. He uses the many social media tools, which he likens to a Swiss Army knife, to drive traffic to his blog and website. But he also uses social media to educate others, especially parents, seniors, and children, how to stay safe on the internet and what the latest internet trends are. In this podcast, we'll hear more about the Swiss Army knife of social media tools from Mark Majors. Get ready for entrepreneur Dan Hansen with the Great Lakes Geek Show. All right, we're here at House of Blues in Cleveland at the Cool Twitter Conference. We're speaking with Mark Majors. Mark, you're an expert in blogs and social media and all that. Tell us what you're up to now.
Well, I've been just working on leadinghands.org, which the goal of the website is to inform parents, really get them to understand essentially what their kids are seeing every day, so that when your kid goes, hey, did you hear about that? You at least heard of it, and you can follow up on it, find some more information. So I'm really just trying to help parents, you know, seniors across the board, just be more in touch with technology.
Obviously, you can hear this is part of the fun of being live. We hear the sound check over there.
Digging it.
That's not my racing card or anything, but there's so many social media options out there. For a typical business person saying, I'm older, I don't care about Facebook, and no one cares what I had for lunch and all that. What platforms or what things would you suggest for someone like that to try?
Well, part of my presentation was you really need to figure out what your goal is. What do you want to do? And for me, I've got multiple goals, but the one that I've been using for my personal website is just really driving traffic from these social media networks over to your personal blog or your website. And you can do that by just striking up a conversation and adding value. So, you know, hey, I found this great new app. Did you hear about it? ? And then with a link back to your website explaining what it is, and just trying to either get the conversation going on the social media site or get it on your blog. And then from there, you're learning, they're learning, everyone's happy.
Are there some typical mistakes that you see beginners to social media make that maybe you can warn some newbies about?
Sure. I guess it would be, once again, not knowing what you want to get out of the tool. So if you just sign up for an account and you're like, I'm trying out Twitter, and then that's basically what 50% of the accounts on Twitter are, for example, no one uses it because they don't know how to use it. And one of my examples was that I believe people are confused with using social media because it's, especially Twitter, because it's like a Swiss Army knife. You know, you've got 15 blades, a corkscrew, a toothpick. You know, how do I use all these things? So they get intimidated, they're like, forget about it. You have to choose one of those elements, like, okay, I'm going to use the corkscrew, and darn it, I'm going to talk about, you know, I'm going to use it as an email device, and I'm really going to go out there and blast out my thoughts. So you got to start somewhere.
Now, with, you know, your Swiss Army knife is probably more populated than a lot of people's. What are a few of the components of that that you obviously you're blogging, sure, and Twittering and Facebook.
Right.
What really works for you?
Well, for me, I like educating, so I'll actually go out there and say, hey, here is something that I really find interesting. It's the brand new, for example, there's something I discovered the other day that actually takes twit pictures. So all the pictures I'm uploading from my iPhone puts them up to individual accounts. This aggregator goes out and grabs all the pictures and puts them all together on one page, so I can see in real time all the photos being uploaded to Twitter. And it's such a hodgepodge, from most people taking pictures of their beer to going over to, you know, taking pictures of themselves in a mirror, and then you can see people out at parties. It's just it's a look into what's happening. And it's things like that where, you know, maybe some folks know about it, but I'm really trying to, one, educate and send out there, hey, wow, this is something new. Maybe in a year it'll catch on, maybe it won't. So I use it as that, and then I also use it as a medium to discover things that I'm interested in learning about. Maybe I'm stuck at a question. Hey, I'm programming something. Can you help me out? And you'll be amazed if you put the right hashtag, which is basically shorthand of the subject matter, you'll get answers back.
So listeners, this is the kind of advice you can get from an expert like Mark. So Mark, where can people find out more information, get more information and advice from you?
Best bet to go is to my blog, which is leading hands.org. And go there, check it out, follow me on Twitter. Just type in Mark, M-A-R-C, Majors, and I'll populate. I'll see you in Etherland.
All right.
Thanks,
Dan.
We're here with Mark Majors at the House of Blues Cool Twitter Conference. Social media expert Mark Majors. Thanks, Mark.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.